This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Thursday, April 2nd, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Detroit Tigers wrapped up the road series, losing 1-0. Tarik Skubal, in the very first inning, made one mistake. He left a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up a little bit, and the Arizona Diamondback right fielder smacked it over the wall, giving up a first-inning home run. That was it. That was all the scoring in the entire game. The Tigers, every single batter, either struck out or hit lazy fly balls to the outfield. Thank God they're done with that opening road trip. Two wins, four losses, and the four losses were in a row, making for a very long airplane ride back to Detroit. Well, tomorrow's game, Friday at 1 o'clock, is a sold-out event. And it sold out. No tickets are available online. If you go to DetroitTigers.com or MLB.com, no tickets are available. And they may set a record for the warmest opening day in Detroit in the last 30 years. Weather forecast is saying it's going to be between 70 and 72 degrees. The last time the most highest temperature was recorded was 68 degrees back in 1997. 70, 72 miles an hour. Great couple of games Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday night baseball on NBC Peacock. Justin Verlander got roughed up in his first road game, gave up five runs in three innings, got pulled, and has been working on his high fastball. That was his problem. That game that he pitched, his fastball was right down the middle. High heat is Justin Verlander's out pitch, and he couldn't get it up. No, don't. Not that. His fastball. You ladies listening, shame on you. Well, Curveball was good. Splitter was good. Changeup was good. Curveball was good. Slurve was good. Everything else was great. He just couldn't get the out pitch. And they sat on it. And when he threw that fastball right down the middle, they were all over it. He elevates it a little bit, just above that little box you see on TV. They swing right under it. So hopefully he does that Sunday night and gets the win for the Tigers to end the opening week of baseball. Love my Tigers. Absolutely love them. Vicky and I watch every game. Got the MLB package with Detroit Sportsnet. Games are recorded, and we can fast forward through the commercials. Absolutely love Tiger baseball. Well, Easter Sunday. Sunday night, baseball on NBC. Got some great stories lined up for you. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Well, the United States Supreme Court going through all kinds of cases made a decision once and for all regarding Enbridge Line 5 pipeline and tunnel project. The United States Supreme Court denied Michigan's appeal, challenging state sovereignty in the Enbridge Energy lawsuit relating to Line 5. The Monday denial came without explanation. What does that mean? It means we're not taking up the case. We're denying the appeal. The lower court's rulings stand. Have a nice day. Don't ever bring this back to us ever again. It's over. Dana Nessel, Attorney General's Press Secretary Danny Wimmer, said, "We are disappointed by the Supreme Court's decision not to review this important issue of state sovereignty. We will continue to fight for the people of Michigan on these vital issues concerning the Line 5 pipelines in the Straits." End quote, said Dana Nessel's press secretary. Well, the other spokesperson, Ryan Duffy, spokesperson for Enbridge, put out a statement. Enbridge said that the federal appellate court's affirmation of a 2024 decision declining immunity made clear that Enbridge's lawsuit falls within the exception to sovereign immunity. Both the state and Enbridge agrees that there's no reason to review the Supreme Court's decision. Duffy went on to say, "Line 5 is operating in accordance with federal laws, interstate commerce regulations, and international treaty obligations. These frameworks recognize the essential role Line 5 plays in meeting the energy needs of the Great Lakes region and supports economic vitality." End quote, said Duffy. Attorney General Dana Nessel's office asked the court to clarify the scope of states' immunity from lawsuits over sovereign lands. You know why she asked that? Because Enbridge could very well sue the state of Michigan for all of their legal expenses based on the Supreme Court's decision. And without giving an explanation of their decision, leaves the door open to reimbursement of legal fees. So Attorney General Dana Nessel's office is asking the Supreme Court to clarify the scope of the state's immunity from lawsuits regarding sovereign lands. A little bit of history of all this. Where did this all start? State of Michigan granted the Canadian-based Enbridge an easement 5 years before I was born, in 1953. In that easement, they gave Enbridge permission to construct and operate pipelines on the bottomlands of the Straits of Mackinac. Then came along Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's been against Line 5. Dana Nessel's been against Line 5. The entire tree-hugging environmentalist community has been against Line 5. And the tunnel project that the Republicans and Governor Rick Snyder came up with when he was governor. Well, Whitmer revoked that easement in November of 2020. The news story that I talked about on this very microphone, November 13th of 2020, Governor moves to revoke Line 5 easement. Pipelines will close in May of 2021. Almost 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And they claimed, Governor Gretchen Whitmer claimed, that the pipelines would be shut down May of 2021. How has that worked out for you, Governor? Well, as a result of Whitmer's move back then, Enbridge sued Whitmer in federal court. Last year, about this time, April of 2025, U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals panel held that the lawsuit fell within an exception to sovereign immunity, allowing Enbridge's lawsuit to proceed. That story, basically, what, 3 weeks short of a year ago, April 23rd, 2025, Enbridge scores another legal win in the Line 5 case. That wasn't good enough for Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel, so they appealed it. Well, in December 17th last year, 2025, U.S. District Judge Robert Yonker held that Michigan could not shutter Line 5 because pipeline safety is the United States government's responsibility and Michigan lacked the power to interfere. Your state sovereignty does not override U.S. government's responsibility in the U.S. treaty that was signed between Canada and the United States, approved by the U.S. Senate back in January of 1973. Enbridge got the easement, folks, in 1953. 20 years later, 1973, the United States government and the Canadian government entered into a treaty regarding those resources, the material that flows through the pipeline and the pipeline itself. Well, wasting more of our taxpayer dollars, Attorney General Dana Nessel filed a separate lawsuit. It was pending before the Supreme Court. They heard arguments back in February over whether the lawsuit should be heard in federal or state courts. The Line 5 case heard by the United States Supreme Court justices was February 24th, 2026. What, basically a month and a half ago? Well, it's over. Their decision that came out yesterday, not going to take up the case. So, what does this mean? Well, if you look at Donald Trump's administration working with the Army Corps of Engineers, along with Eagle and others, the permit process is going to move forward. And finally, the best solution for these products will start the construction of a tunnel. It'll be started on the Upper Peninsula side and will start there and end up on the Lower Peninsula. Construction jobs, hotel rooms, food, local workers coming to work on the construction of the tunnel, and then remaining jobs to operate and maintain the tunnel, eventually leading to the pipeline being turned off, drained, vacuumed out, and removed from the bottomlands of the Straits of Mackinac. never to be an issue ever again. Why? Because it will be drilled through rock. The pipeline will be encased in concrete. The current materials that go through the pipeline, along with high-speed internet and potentially electricity, will go through the tunnel from the lower peninsula to the upper peninsula, with Enbridge's products continuing to come downstream into the lower peninsula. People able to walk through the tunnel with lights on that will automatically provide them access to every inch of the tunnel and the pipelines that are enclosed, encased in them. Thank you, God. And the thing of it is, folks, Governor Gretchen Whitmer revoked the easement back in November of 2020. We are going on basically 5.5 years that this governor and this attorney general has been fighting this project. The thing could have been built already. The pipeline could have been shut off and removed already from the Straits of Mackinac. It's over. It's time to move on. It's time to build the dang tunnel. Whether you're for this or against it, it doesn't matter. Enbridge is going to build it. And by the way, give it to the state of Michigan. It's not going to cost the state of Michigan one dime for the construction of the tunnel. Period. The fight is over. It's time to move on. So today, the environmentalists, the tree huggers, the people who came during public comment and stood up and cried, stood up and sang songs, all the fear mongering that you guys did, false evidence appearing real, oil completely covering the shorelines, killing all the wildlife and fish in the Great Lakes, it's over. In the end, common sense prevailed. And again, I don't care if you're for this or against the product. I don't care. That is irrelevant. We have had precedent set for 73 years. You want to make the conversation, the oral arguments, well, abortion was decided by the Supreme Court years ago. We've been operating with anything goes abortions, basically, in this country. States tried to fight it. Guess what? In the end, it's over. We don't have to talk about abortion in Michigan anymore, ever. It's a moot point. Why? Because it's in our state constitution. No laws can undo anything goes abortions in Michigan. Well, they can't stop the tunnel project Enbridge is going to build. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The Florida man that set fire to police vehicles and shot at Michigan State police troopers in Sault Ste. Marie in September of 2023 will spend at least 25 years in prison. James Attani was sentenced to 25 to 40 years for one act of terrorism and 25 to 40 years for assault with intent to murder Tuesday in Chippewa County Circuit Court. Attani also received a sentence of 5 to 10 years for third-degree arson. The sentences will run concurrently. A woman woman that managed to wiggle out of the rear window of a police cruiser while handcuffed was recaptured Tuesday morning. The incident happened on Saturday in Muskegon Heights and was captured on a Facebook live stream by a local resident. Authorities later identified the 38-year-old woman as Kendra Aney, who has an outstanding parole violation warrant. Aney was eventually found in an abandoned home.